10.5 months after he took sanctuary in Philadelphia's Arch Street Methodist Church, Javier Flores walked out its doors today. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that Flores, an undocumented immigrant deported three times, has won a path to stay in the United States legally.
Javier Flores emerged from the church just after 11 a.m., surrounded by family members. A short, muscular man in a plaid shirt, he looked a little stunned by the wall of cameras that greeted him as supporters chanted, "Yes, we did it." More than 2 years ago, ICE arrested Flores, who had several black marks on his immigration record, for repeatedly returning to the U.S. after deportation. But he also had cause for hope. When two men attacked him with box cutters in 2004, he helped police catch the culprits. That made him eligible for something called a U visa for victims of crime. While that visa application was pending, ICE continued to try to deport him, first sending him to detention centers and then releasing him with the warning that he had 3 months to get ready to leave. His attorney, Brennan John Grasso, says hiding out in the church was a last resort.
It's tough. I mean, this was another prison. He traded one prison for another one, essentially, albeit a much more beautiful, you know.
This past year, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services approved his visa request. ICE suspended its efforts to remove him. Agency officials declined to comment on his case, but said in a statement that ICE avoids making arrests in churches and similar places. Standing out in the fresh air, Flores says there's a lot he wants to do now.
Tengo muchas cosas que hacer con ellos, jugar, correr hasta cansarme con ellos.
But first on his list is running and playing with his two young sons. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.